I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. It seems impossible that from week to week when we do this segment that things get crazier, but somehow they manage to, and it's just amazing. And we're going to start out with Rudy Giuliani. Now, he's the guy behind the whole fake investigation into Joe Biden and his son Hunter. The whole thing is predicated on something that is fundamentally not true and easily shown to be not true. The claim is that Hunter Biden got his dad to try and get rid of the Ukraine investigator who was investigating the company that he worked for. Well, the problem with this is that that particular investigator was actually corrupt, and Joe Biden and tons of the Republicans said, no, this guy has got to go. And one of the reasons they wanted to get rid of this guy was because he refused to investigate Burisma and a whole lot of other corruption. The problem was that he was corrupt, and everybody wanted him to go. So the very core of this argument is false. And so everything based upon that is also false. There is no scandal here, but Giuliani is running around peddling it as if it were a scandal and losing his mind because all the mainstream media is pretty much ignoring the story other than to report on how false it is. Giuliani even admitted that he shopped it around to the paper that he did because Fox News wouldn't take it, and he figured that the New York Post would just run with it and not dig in very deep. Which is exactly what they did. They didn't fact-check the story or do pretty much anything other than just run it, which sort of should have been a donation in kind to the Trump campaign. So that brings us to Giuliani's scandal of the day. Now, a lot of people have tried to explain away Rudy Giuliani. Michael Cohen says, well, you know, he's a drunk. He's always drinking. And, yeah, I've been around a lot of drunks in my life, a lot of them in my family, and yeah, I believe that he's a drunk, but that's not his problem. Because I've also been around a lot of crazy people in my family. And based on my experience, Rudy Giuliani's problem seems to be that he's nuts more than anything else. And completely disconnected from reality or God knows what's going on in his mind, but is not normal. Which sort of gave Sacha Baron Cohen a little bit of an advantage. So he's bringing back his Borat character, which is really, really ballsy because the whole premise doesn't work unless you believe that Borat's a real person, and one movie already came out, so you should kind of know at this point that he's fake or that your people would handle this and tell you, what? No, that guy's fake. But nobody warned Rudy Giuliani, and actually, we haven't seen what happened specifically yet, we've just seen some pictures, but basically the gist of it is that Rudy Giuliani is being interviewed by Borat, and I think the premise of the movie is that Borat gets kicked out of his own country, or his career is over, so he comes here to America to kind of get his career going again. Might have that wrong. We'll be watching it. So basically, what Rudy Giuliani is told, he's going to be interviewed for a conservative television show. And Borat shows up with his young daughter, who is supposedly also a reporter, but she's supposedly just 15, at least that's what Giuliani knows. And so what happens is, this young girl, kind of towards the end of the interview, invites Giuliani back to her hotel room where they get comfy. Now, mind you that she's only 15, but he invites her back for a drink. And, you know, Giuliani, drink? Yeah, he's going to go for it. So they chat for a little bit. He has his microphone taken off, but this room is filled with cameras and microphones. And he sits down on the bed. Remember, she's 15 as far as she is concerned. She's actually not. She's, I think, 18. And he sits down on the bed and he says to her, you can give me your phone number and your address, while patting her on the back. She's 15. He's leaning back on the bed and looks like he's putting his hand down his pants. I have not seen this, but this is what people say. And again, she's 15. And at that point, Borat bursts into the room and shouts, she's 15. She's too old for you. This was all shot back in July. But, you know, that just doesn't look good. You shouldn't be going to somebody's hotel room. And the two of them thought they were alone. Well, he thought he was alone with her. and that ain't right. But what's funny is he's claiming that this was a setup, that the whole thing is fabricated somehow, even though it's on video, or he says maybe the video was manipulated. This is the guy who is actually going around the country trying to get anyone to listen to him about a completely fake, fabricated story about Joe Biden, with stuff from a supposed laptop hard drive that are supposed to be Biden's emails, but he keeps making it sound like they're Joe Biden's emails, but what would they be doing on what was originally explained as a laptop that belonged to Hunter Biden's company? None of the story makes sense, because it's a really stupid story made up by liars who are not very good at it. And that's kind of why I think maybe this isn't a Russian op, or this part of it, because it's so sloppily and poorly done. I mean, the Russians are really good at this sort of thing, and I think that they would have done a better job, but I don't know. And there are claims that there are videos we've not been shown of Hunter Biden partying with prostitutes. I mean, this is about as sleazy as you can get. We have no way of knowing, even if they did find a laptop with emails on it, whether those are authentic. There's just absolutely nothing real to the story. But I will enjoy watching Giuliani be humiliated on Borat. I'd prefer to see him investigated and tried if he is found guilty of crimes, but yeah, for now, next best thing. Speaking of inappropriate sexual behavior, let's get back to the president. He's being sued by E. Jean Carroll after she accused him of rape, and he said, no, I don't even know her. And this is part of where the writers of whatever's going on right now really are getting lazy, because this is just a repeat of what went on with Hillary Clinton with the cum-stained dress. Apparently we've got another cum-stained dress, and they want Trump's DNA. You know, they got Clinton's DNA, but Trump's been fighting it tooth and nail. And E. Jean Carroll's not some wackaloon. She's a highly respected columnist and really has no reason to lie about it. And she says she's got the evidence, but, you know, Trump won't cooperate. So I tend to believe that he raped her. I think he did. And he did this well before he was president. But astonishingly, somehow, what he's really being sued for is his denial that he raped her, because he defamed her when he did that. But the Justice Department and Bill Barr say, oh no, that was part of his official duties, so we're going to take over the case. Official duties of a president now includes denying that you raped someone. That's how far down the rabbit hole we've gone with this insane Justice Department and the more corrupt than anyone could imagine William Barr. So they're trying to claim that, well, because it's part of official duties, you can't touch him, the case can't proceed, blah, blah, blah. So they've been doing everything they can to delay and hinder this case. And they attempted to cause a delay after a government attorney was denied access to the courthouse due to COVID-19 travel restrictions. But they lied about when that took place, and the judge got very pissed off about it and denied the motion. The Department of Justice is just so used to lying about everything that, you know, even when it's something easily fact-checked, they don't even bother, they just run with it. So the case is on. It'll be interesting to see how long it takes us to actually get Trump's DNA. And then there's the biggest news of the day. Mitch McConnell's been saying no to COVID relief so that he can make sure that everyone is focused entirely on putting Amy Coney Barrett on the court. We found out how duplicitous and dishonest she is, even if we didn't find out many specific facts from her hearing. And McConnell has announced that he's going to force a vote on her on Monday. So here's the big news. Senate Democrats plan to boycott the Amy Coney Barrett committee vote. Their plan is to fill their empty seats with photos of people who would be hurt by Barrett casting a deciding vote against the Affordable Care Act. Well, what we know about Amy Coney Barrett is that she'd basically tear down democracy and transform us into a hellscape if given a chance. It sounds like exaggeration, but she's really way out there. Now, technically, they wouldn't have a quorum and they shouldn't vote, but they're going to vote anyway. They don't care. Republicans make up the rules as they go along. Now, there is one thing that they could do, and, you know, Republicans would ignore it too, but would make Barrett even less legitimate. They could just impeach Barr. They could do it in a day, and the Republicans would be forced to pay attention to that and focus on that. And William Barr really should be impeached. He should be humiliated at the end of his time as the worst attorney general in American history.